Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there was a study released this week in Harrisburg about emergency services companies in our state and some of the challenges that they're facing. A lot of details in this and a lot of recommendations for what needs to be done to help them out. What's going on here?
Well, fire and ambulance companies across the Commonwealth continue to struggle. And as I've been saying for a while, they're really in a state of crisis with the lack of personnel and the lack of funding. And this week, a 39-member commission that was created by the legislature, which included legislators and representatives from statewide fire and EMS organizations, released a detailed report with recommendations for action by the legislature. The commission was established under Senate Resolution 6 of 2017 and was formed to take a detailed look at the challenges facing our fire and EMS organizations and make recommendations of things that we can do as a Commonwealth to help these vital organizations. I mean, volunteerism continues to decline. Access to affordable training is limited, especially in rural areas, and they're still struggling with reimbursements. Now, we've taken some major steps forward. Back in June, the legislature approved the Medicaid reimbursement legislation that I sponsored to provide additional funding for EMS services. And that's a great help for ambulance services across the Commonwealth. And then in October, we passed a law to require private insurers and Medicaid to reimburse EMS providers for treatment that's provided, even though transport doesn't take place. So these are major steps forward, but there's much more that needs to be done. And this report includes 27 recommendations for things that we need to tackle, most of them focused on staffing, funding, and training needs. And this is something that will be a focus in the new legislative session that starts January 1st. And a copy of the report is available at my website at repcauser.com.
Also, I know that your offices often have outreach hours for those who can't make it into the physical locations of your offices. And I understand you have some of those coming up this month. What's going on here?
Well, I regularly hold outreach hours throughout the district to reach out to constituents and to discuss any state-related matter or concern. And on Thursday, December 6th, I'll be at the Emporium Borough Office from 9 to 10 a.m. and then at the Port Allegheny Borough Office from 11 to noon. I would encourage anyone to stop by to discuss any state-related matter or concern. And as always, you're welcome to contact one of my district offices in Bradford, Countersport, or Kane for any assistance, or I can be contacted through my website at repcauser.com.
And Pennsylvania has one of the largest populations of veterans of any state in the country, and your district is, of course, no exception. And I understand you have special hours for veterans who might need help with some of the veterans' programs or assistance that's available. What are some of the details they need to know?
Well, I regularly host a veteran service officer from the American Legion at my district offices. Melissa Davis does an excellent job in providing assistance with issues such as compensation, education, pension, healthcare and death benefits issues. She will be at my Countersport office on Thursday, December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can schedule an appointment by calling 274-9769. And she'll also be at my Bradford office on Monday, December 10th from 1 to 4. And you can make an appointment by calling 362-4400.
Also, hunting season is wrapping up, and I understand that there is a program for hunters who were very successful and might have more venison than they can personally make use of, and this would help out those who are less fortunate in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, this is a program that is called Hunters Share the Harvest, and it was started in 1991 as a volunteer program where hunters could share their deer harvest and provide venison to food banks and pantries. The program has provided thousands of pounds of venison over the years and has been very beneficial for food banks and pantries. And there is a list of local processors on their website at www.sharedeer.org. There is a participating processor in Emporium and also one in St. Mary's. So that's something for hunters to consider.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.